Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Just imagine this for a second, okay? I know it's easy to project the Giants. Could you ever see him becoming the HC of the NYJ?
No, never.
No, okay.
No. All right. And I feel strongly about this because we know that he hates the Jets. Hates them. So much so that in that Two Bills documentary, he refused to go into the Jets locker room. The producer was like, hey, you know, both you guys were involved with the Jets. You know, obviously, and they left the Giants locker room. You want to go in there? And Bill's like, well, I got to go in there. I don't want to go in there.
Let me ask you a question. If he goes to the Jets, that's got to be like a little bit of a dig at Robert Kraft and the Patriots, isn't it?
Yeah, but does he feel like he needs to do that? Like,
let me ask you a question. If there's only one team that legitimately goes after him because Woody Johnson's sick and tired of losing. It's only if they lose this year, by the way.
Yeah, I don't.
You know, of course.
I think it goes against everything that he believes in. And that means...
Oh, he believes in a little heavy dose of revenge, I'm sure.
Yeah. But he could do that anywhere. If he goes anywhere and wins, he'll have his revenge if the Patriots are not winning. But it doesn't have to be in a division.
Yeah, but if it were the Jets.
I know. Listen, I agree that's as juicy as can be, but it's hard for me to wrap my mind around that because I think someone else will offer him a job, and I think he would never take the Jet job. I think he hates the Jets. I don't think he likes Woody Johnson.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I have no idea. I mean, I think that...
I don't think he respects him.
The way that he left was because he got shoehorned into the job by Bill Parcells.
Yeah.
You know, Bill Parcells... basically abruptly quit the head coaching job, and his contract, Bill Belichick's contract, said once Bill Parcells steps down, you automatically become the head coach. You know, so Bill Parcells kind of forced him into that situation to try to protect the Jets.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he hates the Jets. He worked for the Jets under Bill Parcells. Yeah, why would he hate that? I mean, like...
I know, but... I mean, but then he left when he had the opportunity, and all he's done is trash them ever since. I mean, he doesn't like the Jets.
All right. I mean, maybe that has something to do with Eric Mangini coming here and, you know, exposing Spygate and everything else.
I mean, that's another part of it I didn't even think about and didn't bring up. Do you think that most people that you talk to think that the Jets and Aaron Rodgers are going to have a good season? And most people think Aaron Rodgers is going to play well.
I think overall, yes, I would say it's, if I talk directly to a Jet fan, the Jet fan usually says, man, we're going to have a great year, but something's going to screw it up. That's usually the way
that conversation. But they think, okay, Aaron Rodgers got hurt last year. It's not going to happen again this year, and he's going to play well. But
and like, you know, on top of that, they should have a top five defense.
And that's true. And at that point, I'm not going to argue. But I think we got so wrapped up in Aaron Rodgers coming here last year and then not getting a chance to see him, that some of the facts about who he is right now as a football player are being ignored. He is the oldest active player in the NFL.
Yep.
Coming off an Achilles injury. And the previous season, his team didn't even make it to the playoffs because he was dealing with a thumb injury. And even prior to that, he wasn't playing all that well. And in this offseason, he's done nothing but make headlines over stupid stuff like potentially going to an ayahuasca retreat out of the country during mandatory minicamp and thinking about being RFK Jr.'s vice president. So why are we assuming that he's just going to come in here and play well?
Because I think when you look at the team around him, and I think you think of their defense and you think of the wide receivers, the running back room, I mean, they got young players who should be coming into their prime, into the best seasons of their life, to support a 40-year-old quarterback who could just get everybody in the right spot. I often tell you why the quarterback is so important is because he basically puts everybody at ease that he's playing with.
Yeah, all right, so there's one guy who's done this, that has played at that high
Tom
level.
Tom Brady.
There's one guy.
Well, Peyton Manning.
Not in his 40s.
No, not in his 40s, but Tom Brady, you would say, went to a... But, you know, Brady... Manning, late in his career, went to another team and took him to two Super Bowls.
Yeah, the Broncos, but not in his 40s.
No, I know, but he was also banged up and beat up and everything else. If you remember, Von Miller told me that when they won Super Bowl 50 after that, he said, you know, Peyton was a shell of himself as a player, but we needed him on the field. And he said, you know, I didn't care whether or not he could throw a ball 5 yards or 50 yards. I just needed him in uniform on the field.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that just goes to show you what the quarterback means to a team, even if he is compromised.
Yeah. So I guess, and you talk about he was a shell of himself, Peyton Manning, at that time. So I don't know. I think we're making too many assumptions about Aaron Rodgers coming back and being great. And I was doing it myself, too.
Well, the last time we actually saw him play football, he was still playing great at the age of 38.
Well, see, I could kind of dispute that. I don't think...
He had a bad
was
hand.
He
got hurt.
I mean, I know he got hurt, which is not a great thing. And then prior to that, they got off to a miserable start. They rattled off a couple wins in a row, and then they got their... they got beat on that last Sunday night football game to get into the playoffs that they needed to win at home to the Detroit Lions.
Well, if they do not win this year, they do not go to the playoffs this year, Aaron Rodgers... basically calls it a career. Maybe he gets hurt again. Who knows? We will be here in January or February talking about starting over.
Yeah, I mean, that
all over again with a good team, by the way. There'll be a good team sitting here. The question will be, who will the quarterback be and who will the coach be?
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
The new team out in Utah, they were going to be known as the Utah Hockey Club for a little bit, and then they're going to ease into their new name, which, to me, the Yeti is the name for that team.
To me, the name, much like the Avalanche for Colorado, would be the Blizzard, with the Yeti being the gritty of the hockey team.
Oh, the mascot?
The mascot. Make the Yeti the mascot. Call yourself the Blizzard. And, you know, it's pretty, like, nondescript kind of jerseys this coming year. And, you know, they didn't do much. They just put Utah on the front. Looks like they're going to be light blue, black, and white.
Yeah. I mean, boring. They should. And by the way.
Right now it's boring.
Yeah, it is. And, like, the Blizzard. First thing I hear with Blizzard, I think of Dairy Queen.
All right. Well, I also think of the snowstorms that they have out in Utah.
I know.
Which in the last 3 years or so, I think they've had more snow than they've ever had before.
Okay.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, but it's not, but like, I don't know.
I kind of like the Mammoth.
The Mammoth?
Yeah, I kind of like that too.
Why?
The Wasatch. They missed that one.
The Wasatch?
Yep.
The Utah Wasatch.
Yeah, it's the Wasatch Front. It's the range of mountains that runs right up and down.
Yeah, but I-15. That's, I mean, can you see like a Rangers Wasatch tonight? on ESPN, too.
Yeah, I could see Rangers Blizzard because I could see Rangers Avalanche.
Okay. Rangers Yeti.
How about the Blizzard versus the Avalanche?
How about the Yeti versus the Kraken? I mean, that right there is a matchup.
Okay.
Who do you think wins? Probably the Kraken.
Kraken, I would think.
More arms, you know?
Yeah.
If there's one team nickname in the NHL that could beat all of the other nicknames in a fight, who would it be? The
Rangers.
No, it would be. Come on. Be real here for a second.
Why?
Because because we've got 4 minutes to go to the break, and I got nothing else.
Oh, all right. I didn't realize.
There you go. So give me. So if what do you see? I think I have an answer to this.
Well, you obviously do. I'm just thinking. Lightning.
Interesting. Mine was Jets. I think a Jet could take on a lot of things, but you're telling me a Jet hitting by a lightning bolt. What?
Lightning wins there.
Lightning wins. I think lightning wins versus everything.
Avalanche.
Yeah, but lightning can cause an avalanche.
Yeah, but
that's not that's a weird fight between a lightning bolt and an avalanche.
Hurricane.
Hurricanes.
Hurricane Cat 5 hurricane.
Yeah, you know what? Hurricane could also very easily beat a Jet
or a Kraken.
Kraken couldn't beat a hurricane. You're right, nothing could beat a hurricane. You put a hurricane up against a lightning bolt,
right?
It would take it out.
I don't know what it is about the NHL, but they have something for weather.
They do.
Right? So why not have the blizzard?
Or if you want to go stars, you know, that's pretty powerful.
Oh, you know what, Eddie? Yeah, because billions and billions of degrees, right? You can't touch a star.
Right, they can go supernova.
Oh, yeah.
Collapse
and
black
suck
hole.
Everything in. Yeah, I mean, even a hurricane, just a little minor earthly hurricane could not stand up to that.
What about the flames?
Interesting. But I like a flame, like, you know, just that's just a flame.
But you're like, I mean, it's a very, you know, unique name.
It is.
They're the only ones that have the name that I know of. There could be some other flame, blue flame or something.
I think technically, if we're talking about on the earth, the hurricane is the answer. If we're talking space, also a part of this, then you have to go stars.
Anybody the tornadoes?
No, there's no tornadoes. There's no tornadoes.
No twister.
Hurricane could beat a tornado.
And I know what Boomer's candidate for the weakest name would be, the Canadians.
Oh, 100%.
But what about a maple leaf? Is that worse than a Canadian?
It's not very intimidating.
A Red Wing?
Oh, Red Wing's cool, man.
What about the Bruins?
Detroit.
Yeah.
Let's go to Matt in Glenwood. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, there's one simple answer. And Boomer, put your Rangers fandom aside for a second. The answer is the Devils. Nothing could beat a Devil.
Boomer?
Yeah, I don't know.
Now we're going yes. Like supernatural.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to buy into that whole mythos, then you would say you would put the Devil right up there with a star for sure.
Yeah, who wins the Devil or a real? I mean, a star is tough to. But what type of power does this Devil have?
Well, yeah, well,
that's we don't know.
It has whatever you give it.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, what about a shark?
No, the shark's not getting anywhere. That shark with the avalanche beats a shark. Lightning beats a shark. Jet beats a shark.
Sharks versus the Senators.
What's a bigger wuss name? The Ducks or the Canadians? Who's worse? Probably the Canadians.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all right.
Or the Senators if the Democrats have control of the Senate.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?